About 68,000 are going to stay there until about 2014, and the role mainly is training Afghan security forces to secure themselves, and that's the overall goal now, is to turn over the country and to hopefully turn over a secure country. But there are no guarantees. I think Colonel Ganyard is certainly right that the surge has been tenuous. The gains in security have happened in the cities. But in many rural areas, the Taliban have simply shifted there, and those rural areas are now infested.
Is there some sense, Aaron, as you talk to people both in the political and in the government world, that perhaps this war is now sort of under the radar?
You know, in many ways, it's been under the radar for years, except lately it's forced its way, you know, back, I think, to the forefront because of the so-called green-on-blue attacks. So when Afghans turn on their American trainers, that's been a worrying trend. The uncertainty about the political situation in Afghanistan, whether the Afghan security forces ultimately can be a loyal and decent force in their own country. So many open questions still after more than 10 years of war.
We only have about 30 seconds left, but what is being done to address those green-on-blue attacks?
Well, they're trying, but the Americans are pulling back a little bit and are certainly more cautious, Manda. The hope now is that they simply can wait it out till 2014 with as few casualties as possible.